Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here. My Devo today is called Blessed Are Those Who Mourn. When Jesus saw the crowds, He went up on the mountains, and after He sat down, His disciples came to Him. He opened His mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." As Jesus looks out on the crowds, He sees a whole bunch of people in a whole bunch of different places in life. Some are discouraged, some confused, some giving and not receiving, and some mourning a loss. It's to those who are feeling the sting of death that Jesus has a word of encouragement. "You're blessed, even as you mourn." How can this be? As we mourn, slowly and over time, we get the grief out. While grief is everything we think and feel about a loss, mourning involves the things we do to give expression to it. Mourning might include crying, journaling, talking to a trusted friend or two, sitting with a counselor, attending a class like Grief Share, taking a walk or beginning to run again, painting, or just about anything healthy we might decide to do. There's not a one-size-fits-all approach, but one thing we know for sure is Jesus tells us we are blessed as we do it, and because we do it. Why? A primary reason is simply and profoundly that mourning is how we let God and people into our lives, our hearts, and our grief. Rare is the person who mourns in complete isolation. And so, in addition to doing it Himself, it's through others that God provides the comfort we need in the form of the strengthening, grace, mercy, companionship, perspective, peace, patience, hope, listening ears, and shared tears that He and our friends can bring. Those of us who are mourning or who have mourned a loss in the presence of God and the right people know what a blessing it is to receive this comfort. Is mourning hard? Yes. Is it painful? Yes. But does blessing come while we're in it, as well as from it? Yes. If it weren't so, Jesus would not have said it. Today you may find yourself mourning a loss and needing comfort. Go to the Father and some safe people. Or you may have someone come in your way who is in mourning. My encouragement to you, be available, be compassionate, be quiet. Ask questions and listen with your heart. As you do, God will provide comfort through you. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted by God and good friends. And before I sign off, I just want to say thank you to all the people who let me walk with them and who teach me every day about mourning and grief. I'm eternally grateful to you. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.